Blog Talk Radio.
Now, for those of you on Blog Talk Radio, welcome. We're glad that you're streaming with us from all around the world. Now, some of you were not able to be with us at lunch, and let's not do that. That was a total mistake. Oh, Jesus.
Everything looks good from this side of the desk. Becca, I got a house full. I'm not sure where it put you, but I think I got a couple mails free, so come on. Love you, Beth. I'm so glad you're here. We would like to see a video of your house. I bet it is just fun.
It's the kind of house full that every mama likes.
Yeah, yeah.
Now you know why your grandma used to smile like she did when everybody was there and everybody was playing and having fun. And, you know, many times grandma didn't even do much, just sit there and watch everything. Grandma Bongard was cool. And she would love and hug on us, and what a blessing that was.
Yep, just a house full of happy people.
Becca Smith, welcome. Roger Oxy, Mary Pastorick, love you, Mary. Sunday Geyser, Brother Al Barton, love you. Let's see. I didn't get my notification. I got to get caught up to where everybody is tonight. I rebuke you in Jesus' mighty name.
Do you need something to drink or anything like
that? Somebody get something to drink. Roger Oxy, Mary Pastorick, Rebecca Smith, Dan Cottle, and three others. Well, I can't get a hold of them, so I don't know who they are. But we love you, and we're glad.
Mary's here, Al's here.
We're glad that you're here with us tonight. We're going to have a really good program tonight. We started it today in the morning program. God spoke to us. And we're going to hit it again tonight because it's just such an amazing revelation of who Jesus is and why he came. Oh, my goodness. He's the greatest gift of all. He's the greatest gift of all. And we're glad to have you. Oh, this is what I was starting to do while everybody's getting ready. I want to read this to you. That's going to go there. It's going to go there. And this is going to go like this. Here we go. For all of you, those of you that believe God with us every day, we want you to know that your prayers are being heard. Now listen to this. We got a new updated talk radio stats. And they are absolutely amazing. Of course, number one for listeners is the United States of America. Number two for listeners is this nation of Japan. Japan has 7.8% of the listening audience. South Korea has 7.8% of the listening audience. Isn't that awesome? We say, welcome, Japan, South Korea, United Kingdom, Nigeria, South Africa, Spain, France, the United Kingdom, Netherlands, Germany, Austria, Hungary. Welcome to the community of faith. And Blog Talk Radio, Russia. Japan, South Korea, United Kingdom, Nigeria, the Netherlands, Austria. I think it's just
amazing.
It is just absolutely amazing what God is doing. All the way around the world, from the top to the bottom, God is helping us preach this gospel on Blog Talk Radio. And so now, I'll send a few more of these. That way, a few more of our friends can hook up with us tonight.
You know, we always think that that's amazing when we hear it listed. But think about just the people that have been on here with. We, you know, have had Bill from Australia and Mary from Singapore. She was with us for quite a while and was back and forth. And Julian and Bamala and
Tanvir and Nassim. There's a whole bunch of them.
You've known for many years.
There's a whole.
Since we started Community of Faith,
There's a whole bunch of them from Pakistan.
Yeah.
And then there's a bunch in the Philippines. And, you know, obviously when we weren't on the Blog Talk Radio for that whole time in the park, the Philippines got disconnected, but I'm sure they'll be back with us. And then India was there and Kenya was with us. Our dear friend over in
Sweden.
But also in Brazil, George Ferreras is in Brazil.
Yeah.
And when you look at it, guys, it is absolutely amazing what God is doing. I was ringing the bell today at Walmart, and I saw one of the men I used to drive truck with. And Kathy Marie Angaroni, welcome. It's good to have you with us tonight. So when I saw him, you know, I shook his hand. I'm like, hey, Mike. He turns and looks at me. He's like, hey, what are you doing, man? And so we started talking a little bit. And it was so cool about this is that he said, what are you doing now? And I said, the work of the ministry. And he just looked at me like, seriously? And I told him about all of you. And he said, that is absolutely amazing. I said, Mike, if you only knew just exactly how amazing it is, God is doing quite a work right here in this group of believers. And guys, that's you. And we thank you for being you, making this come to pass like you make it come to pass. Sister Sunday Geyser is with us over here on YouTube. We got YouTube back up and going again. I think we're about ready to kick this thing off.
Amen. Yes, I've been running around all day. I'm exhausted.
Well, there's nobody better to eat dinner with than us.
Amen. Relax.
The old, it's like the old song, a spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down. Medicine go down. We are a spoonful of sugar right here.
Amen. Merry Christmas to you too, Kathy, to all of you.
Merry Christmas. Yeah. Good to have you with us. Well, I'm pretty excited. How many of you think December's been quite an amazing month?
Oh, goodness. Yes.
You and I have fought a battle and won. We have been faithful to the things of God and we've won. We've stood in faith with our brothers and sisters who needed to have great strength and courage and confidence come to them. And we have overcome. And we just thank each of you for being here and being a part of this great community of faith. You know, I think that our word in Revelation has been as powerful as any of the word in Revelation I've heard anywhere. It's the Holy Spirit of God. And Chick-fil-A. All right. God bless Chick-fil-A. Kathy lives in a blessed part of our nation. No idea why they won't come to North Dakota, but they desperately need to come to North Dakota. Probably because the trucking is so expensive all the way from Alabama or Georgia or wherever the headquarters is. I would say that's how far it is. Khalil G and Khalil G, you've been with us before, brother. Welcome. Good to have you with us tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, let's talk again about tomorrow night, and then we'll get into our program. We're going to talk about Jesus being the greatest gift of all. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Remember, I'm going to say it again a couple more times tonight. We're going to be on an hour earlier and only for 1 hour. That way, everybody's Christmas Eve can be whatever it is. We're not asking you to stand for the whole hour if you've got a bunch of family and friends over. What we're asking is that you come on and say hi to everybody and create a Christmas program. You might even say, hey, Pastor, I can only be on for 5 minutes. We'll watch when you show up, and we'll put you on next. And it'll be a blessing to everybody when we get done. We'll have created our own Christmas program. If you are on, if you don't want to be on Zoom, you can, if you join Zoom, then you can actually Zoom what's happening at your house, and everybody here would be able to see you, and we would love that. We would really enjoy that. But if that's not what you want to do, call in on Blog Talk Radio. Read a poem. Read a Bible verse. Sing a song. Even if it's nothing more than we wish you a Merry Christmas. Get everybody in the house to sing it with you, even if it's just you and the dog. Amen?
Ripley, are you going to sing?
Ripley is probably not going to sing. He's just snoring. Aren't you going to say hi or anything, buddy? No. No. But that's tomorrow night at 7. Blog Talk Radio will be up and available. Those of you from around the world, if you would like to call in and say Merry Christmas to us, that number is 563. We'll have it up tomorrow night also. 999-3487. That's the Blog Talk Radio number. If you're listening to our program regularly, that's a good number that you should put in your phone. So all you got to do is hit the speed dial and you're there. If you are around the world and listening on Blog Talk Radio, you can join our program by Skype if you are a Skype person. And it won't cost you anything. You'll be able to dial in. And I'm going to tell you, wouldn't it be cool to talk to some people from Russia?
Yeah, wow.
Or Japan or Nigeria? Wouldn't that be cool to be able to talk to them? Hey, yes, thanks, Dan. 7 p.m. Eastern time zone. Thank you, Dan. How do you get on Zoom? You have to actually join Zoom. So download it on your phone. It's an app. And then you put in your email address like you would most places and you get a username and password. Then I will give out our Zoom address. I'll put it in the family thread and you'll just click on that address. It'll take you right into Zoom and you'll be a part.
There you go. Are you on the family thread, Kathy?
Yeah.
Okay.
And if nothing else, just dial that Blog Talk Radio number.
It's like the link. it, Rebecca.
Yeah, I didn't, right.
Just the link, like during Facebook or YouTube.
I have a Zoom account that has its own link. And if you hook into that, then when I publish a program, you can be on Zoom. Nobody else is going to be there because we're all going to be on Facebook or YouTube, but it is a possibility that you could be there and watch the program there also. Wow. No, do not stop the stream.
Should we all be
brave? That's what this does.
It's the same thing we did for the, what was it, our one-year birthday party. I think we did a Zoom, Rebecca, and you were part of that, I believe. So it was the same thing. Astro, just send a link, and you'll click the link, and it'll take you in, as long as you have a Zoom account. Oh, well, you must.
Yeah.
Oh, except she has a new phone, so you, yeah, you probably
Hi, Mom.
Need to re-download it.
Thank you, Dan. My mom's with us. Oh, my, we got all kinds of people
Hi.
With us.
Hi.
Better back up a little bit here. Khalil, Pastor Khalil, welcome. And then we have Kathy Angaroni, Brother Dan, Sister Gwen. We have Le Sœur Sir Rolf. Welcome, Le Sœur.
That sounds French. Are you from France?
We have Mom Cottle with us.
Hello.
Welcome,
hello,
Mom.
Hello.
Welcome, 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 welcome. Wow, I was only going to talk for like 2 minutes, and it's now five. No, I'm not sure. Let me see if I can just do that with my phone. I put that in there to check it out.
What were you checking out?
That link I just put in, I've seen if it would open up on my phone. Into Zoom. All right. Hi to both of you, Mom. You and Blackie. It's not the puppy's name. What's your puppy's name again? That's why I keep laying this down.
Hi to both of you.
Love you, Mom.
Love you. Glad you're here. Thank you so much for reading for us, Pastor.
All right. You guys about ready? Because we're getting ready to take off. We're going to launch.
Anytime now.
I'm just making sure.
We're kickstarting.
Yeah. It's like the old Harleys. You twisted the throttle three times, you rolled it over once, you pulled the choke, you rolled it over again, you gave it another twist, and you rolled it over again. If it didn't start then you were pushing it around the parking lot.
And hopefully down a hill, a little bit of a gravel.
And you didn't want it to be a gravel parking lot. Because when the back tire starts sliding in gravel, then you fall down. So you want to be going down a good hill. Anyways, that's the old Harleys. Kathy says, ready. Hallelujah. Turn with me to, I got so many verses I want to read all at the same time. Don't you love it when that happens? Let's see. Let's read.
May the runway be smooth. Amen, Roger. May the runway be smooth.
May the runway be smooth. Oh, coming in for a landing. Is that what I said? Or we're getting ready to take off?
Getting ready to take off.
All right. You know, This is very interesting, but out here where all the wind blows so much, when they had the old airport, they literally would send a truck down the runway before the plane took off to make sure it was completely clear of debris. There was somebody, I don't remember that, just pushing the bug to start it. Oh, my.
The little bitty spud.
The bitty spud.
Goodness.
Which if you parked it just right in the driveway, by the time you reached down by the road, that would have started. That's true. That's what we called it. A bitty spud. It was dark green and it was a blast, man. That thing was a cool little car. Of all the cars my mom and dad had growing up, that was probably my favorite.
Really?
Oh yeah. It's probably why I never owned a Dodge, because the Dodge, the doors wouldn't stay shut, and Joe or Beth was either one of them was flying out the door across the road somewhere. And not to tell a story on my brother, but he got in the bitty spud one day and kicked it out of gear, and it went down into the ditch and flipped over the mailbox and everything. Not that I didn't ever do any of that stuff. Brother Jason, welcome. Glad to have you with us tonight. Man, we got people from all over the world here with us tonight. We are going to go to Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7.
Okay, now while they're putting the verses in, Dan, you wrote in the bitty spud too? We
would
all pack in the
bag. Oh, some.
How many kids could you fit in the bitty spud? So funny.
Well, that's right. You could put two of us boys in the little cubby hole in the back window.
Your youth was not boring.
And
no,
it's like Dan saying we would all pack in the back. I'm telling you. You go by one of these. If you find one of the old models that's got that little cubby hole in the back, and you look at that today, and you think about putting two kids in that, you're like, how in the world would we fit in there? Well, we are going to teach the word here in a minute. My mom was always saying when they had the big Dodge, do not lean on the doors. Of course, there wasn't no seat belts and there wasn't no car seats. And, you know, we wouldn't have a story to tell if we'd had car seats and seat belts.
You probably got tired of having to stop and pick up kids. Okay, everybody turn around. We got to go back and pick him up. You're saying his childhood was never dull. I bet you never had a dull moment either for many years.
My goodness sakes. Brother Dan. Now, see, I'm young enough. I don't remember all the trips that Dan was with us, but, you know, my dad knew how to drive that little bug, man. He'd keep it from launching when we go over them hills. It was a blast. Yo, who knows? You ready? We're going to get started now.
Are you sure? This is kind of fun.
Galatians chapter 4, verse 4. Jesus is the greatest gift of all.
Amen.
The Tickly Hills, yeah, that's what we called them. Campbell Road from State down to Finnerty, the Tickly Hills. You could just about launch going over that one hill.
Tickly Hills in the bitty spud. You can't hear our language,
did you? We did. It was a blast. It was awesome. And that bitty spud can break snowdrifts really good.
Oh, my goodness.
You had all the weight right over the back tires, you know? I don't think Mom ever put any kids in the front in the trunk.
The trunk was in the front?
Yeah.
Really?
Galatians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7.
Okay, here we go. Otherwise, we're just going to have your mom call in the blog talk and Dan, and you can all just tell us stories on that.
There we go. Hold your Bible up. Let's make our confession. This is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I believe what God's Word says.
I believe what God's Word says.
I am what Jesus says I am.
I am what Jesus says I am.
Because He is the great I am.
Because He is the great I am.
The Holy Spirit of God.
The Holy Spirit of God.
Is making this Word come alive.
Is making this Word come alive.
In my life tonight.
In my life tonight.
I receive the Word of God.
I receive the Word
and
of God.
Plant Him as a seed.
And plant Him as a seed.
In the good soil of my heart.
In the good soil of my
producing
heart.
A hundredfold return.
Producing a hundredfold return.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In my spirit, soul, and body.
In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty
name. Jesus is the greatest gift and giver of them all. Verse 4.
Amen.
When the fullness of time had come, God sent forth His Son, born of a woman, born under the law, to redeem those who were under the law, that we might receive. You know what the word receive is? That's a gift word.
It is.
If you're receiving it, it's a gift. That you receive the gift of adoptions as sons. Say it with me. I'm adopted.
I'm adopted.
Into the family.
Into the family.
I'm part of the family.
Amen.
Amen. Verse 5 or 6. And because you are son, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. Therefore, you are no longer a slave, but a son. You can literally say, I am a child of God.
I am a child of God. Amen.
You want to say it? You want to say it with me? Somebody type it in. I love the word, I am a child of God. I love the word. I am a child of God. I love it. That's my I love the word for the night right there. I love the word. I am a child of God. Turn with me now to Hebrews chapter 1. Have you got all your place kickers tonight? I mean, place stickers tonight? Get you a piece of paper because we're going to come back there. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. Now, this is really good. One through four.
Wonderful, merciful Savior, I'm
a healing
fan.
Yes.
That would be awesome.
Yes. Mom, we need to have you call in and sing and play Wonderful, Merciful Savior for us.
Tomorrow.
For Christmas Eve. Here we go. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 4. God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in times past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He has appointed heir of all things, through whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory. Jesus is the express image of his person. Jesus is upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, and he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they all. Jesus was appointed heir of all things, and you and I are appointed joint heirs with Jesus. Isn't that awesome to hear? Isn't that awesome to hear? Jesus was appointed heir of all things, and you and I are appointed joint heirs with Jesus. Oh my. So here we go. Romans chapter 4. I'm working on getting us to Jesus is the greatest gift there ever was.
Just keep moving.
Romans chapter 4. No. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Anybody that knows the word of God would have automatically turned there anyways. Through 17. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Want to say it? I'm a son of God.
I'm a daughter of God.
Bless your sister Sunday. We love you. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage, again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. So you received, that's a gift, the Spirit. You received adoption, that's a gift. Look at this next one. Verse 16. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. You received adoption. You are adopted into the family of God. Verse 17. And if children, then heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. Wow. And how did you get it? By receiving it. This is the crazy thing. There's no other way to receive it than just receive it. There's no other way to get God in your life than by receiving. It's the only way. There is no other way that he's going to come and be on the inside of you except receiving. You can't earn it. You can't work for it. You can't buy your way in. You can't be related to somebody and get in. You can't do good works and get in. The only way you get it is by receiving it.
I receive it.
I know. It's about time. Let's go to the next verse. Let's go to Romans chapter 5. Kathy Angaroni, I receive your amen and raise you 10. Amen to you, Sister Kathy Angaroni. See, one of the things, where do we go? Romans chapter 5, and we're going to be reading verses 15 through 21. You know, the sooner you and I get to the revelation that this kingdom is a gift and our eternal life is a gift. Wait. It's all a gift. And all the way through the New Testament, God is talking by the Holy Spirit of the gifts that he has given to you and I. Pretty soon we're going to be like, all right, I got to get myself in order and figure out how to receive, because that's how this is all of, that's what this is all about. Sow the seed, reap a harvest, but receive the gift of God through our Lord Jesus Christ in the mighty name of Jesus. Where did I tell you? Romans chapter 5, verse 15. Look at this. But the free gift is not like the event. Bless you, Rebecca. You're awesome. Everybody say it's a free gift.
It's a free gift.
Well, for by one man's offense, many died, much more. The grace of God and the free gift of grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, abounded to many. It is a free gift of grace. How do you get that working in your life? Receive it. Pastor, I don't know how. I know. I don't know how either. Just reach your hands out and say, I receive you. Yeah, but don't I have to do something? No. It's already done. I got a question for you. What did Adam have to do in the garden when God put him there? Tend and keep, because it was already created. God didn't need any of Adam's help to create it. And all you and I got to do is tend and keep it. There's a whole bunch of people that haven't been tending and keeping. They were being religious, so we got the mess we got today that we got to get cleaned up. But you and I just got to stand in who we are, functioning in the free gift of grace, free gift of salvation, the free gift of righteousness, and then enjoy all the things he has freely given unto us. Oh, 16. For the judgment which came from one offense resulted in condemnation. But the free gift which came from many offenses, just as if you hadn't sinned. Verse 17. This is one of the most powerful verses on this page. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, how much more those who receive the abundance of grace, not a little dabble, do you? The abundance of grace and of the free gift of righteousness. Look at what it says. You will reign in life through the one, Jesus Christ. James Denny Jr., welcome. Hey, Elaine Tafili.
Oh, my goodness. I just was thinking of her when we were naming people from around everywhere. Hello, Elaine. It's so good to see you. I don't see you yet, but it's so
Merry Christmas, Elaine.
We
don't get to see you often, Elaine, because I know we got a big time zone situation. But Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, Merry Christmas. Merry.
May every message we ever preach be a blessing to you there. And I forgot where you're at. Isn't it like Samoa or somewhere? I'm not sure.
Where are you?
Wherever you are, we welcome you. Brother James Denny, I hope you're already home from the dairy, but if not, join on in, bro. It's been a good time. Aww. That's so amazing.
It is. Mm-hmm.
It,
yes,
it's Samoa. It's such a wonderful thing to hear a word from a good folk somewhere around the world.
Yeah.
It's just such a blessing. So.
Hi, and Dale, this is growing. Hi, Jake and Jack. Merry Christmas to you. And Dale.
We're having a big time tonight. Man, this is awesome. Look at this. Look at the folks that's with us tonight. We just love all you guys. All right, so we're in Romans chapter 5 talking about the free gift of righteousness. Hi, Jake. Hi, Jack and Gail. We love you guys. Oh, Facebook. So I'm usually on YouTube. All right.
Oh,
well, that's all right.
Okay.
Join us on YouTube, too. That's wonderful. Sign in and tell us every now and then. Leave a comment. And most of all, if you get a really good part you like, Elaine, leave a timestamp in the comment, because that'll be a blessing to somebody else when they're listening, too. I'm in verse 17. I want to nail verse 17 again, because this is such a powerful verse. For if by one man's offense death reigned through the one, how much more those who receive the free gift, the abundance of grace, and the free gift of righteousness. Look at what this says. You and I will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ. You get to reign with Jesus. That is a royalty. That is a kingdom statement. You and I get to reign in this life with the one man Jesus. What? Because we received the free gift of righteousness. Oh, my. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. And Brother Al, we're having a big time, man. All of us are getting ready for Christmas. Everybody that's with us tonight, we're all ready for Christmas already. And we're having a big time. You know, Sister Elaine, I want to remind you that my email address is there in the notes of each program. And if there's ever anything that you need us to pray for in your nation or in your family, your friends, make sure you shoot us an email, and Sister Leanne and I will get the whole team here praying, and so that we can be a blessing to you and to your family, because we're serious about praying. And all of these that are with us tonight, they enjoy those prayers on a regular basis, and we want to make sure that it is available for you to have also. And you know that we are very willing at any time to pray and be a blessing to you and to your family in Jesus' mighty name. There, I put it in the comment again for you so you can capture that real quick, and that'll be a blessing to you. I'm in verse number, I'm having a difficult time getting through this tonight, because I want to just hang out and talk with everybody. Sister Elaine, you're very welcome to come on with us tomorrow night and be a part of our online Christmas program that's going to be on Zoom and on Blog Talk Radio. We have a Blog Talk Radio channel that you can sign into. Let's see. How do I get to this? Let's do this. I'll give you this link too. Oh, it's just so awesome. That's so awesome. This is the link to tonight's program on Blog Talk Radio, and that runs every night. That's not interactive like Facebook is, but it's very much, it's the same program we're having right now. It's running live. You can reach it with Skype, and it'll be a blessing to you also. And if you have Skype, you can call in tomorrow and sing to us. We'll be on Zoom tomorrow night. Just watch our Facebook page or the YouTube page, and we'll help you get connected in one way or another. Thank you for that information. I want you to think about this. Every time we meet another person from around the world, you guys help us fine-tune our process.
Yeah.
And I thank you for that. Even though I'm stopping right in the middle of a really powerful message, I thank you for helping us fine-tune our process.
Yeah.
And if it's difficult for you to hear us and stay connected, then please contact me and we'll find a way to make sure we can get everybody connected, even if we got to use another platform and make it so that everybody that wants to be a part of us can be a part of us. It won't be long. We'll buy a TV station. We'll just go around the world like all the big guys do. Amen.
I was just looking for that info.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, that is the Holy Spirit of God.
I love it.
That is, in Jesus' mighty name. Well, I got to go one more time. I'm going to go verse 20. I'm in Romans 5:20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace has much more abounded. And it's the free gift of his grace and his righteousness and who he is. Ephesians chapter 3. Please pray for Rob and Heidi Cobb. He is home from the hospital for Christmas, but cancer has roared back. He needs divine healing. Well, this is a healing room. So let's you and I pray for Christine and Rob and Heidi. Who did we see that had COVID today? Alicia Craig's daughter.
I did not see that, really.
Father, in Jesus' name, you called this a healing room.
Yeah.
You called it a healing room. And we function in this as a healing room. So now in Jesus' name, we speak over Christine and Robin Elise's daughter. What's her name? Anyways, we speak over that. And we declare, like we have been, that Brianna.
Yes, sir.
We declare COVID, your power is broken. And you must leave every cell of these people's bodies. We bind you now in Jesus' mighty name. And we declare, according to the word of God, that life and life more abundantly now fills every cell of their body from the inside out. May the Holy Spirit of God reveal himself to these people.
Yes.
And they see and know you. Father, I speak over Rob and Heidi and this family. In the mighty name of Jesus, may the revelation of who you are, Jesus. Yes. May the revelation of who you are and how all of this happened and why, may that revelation come to these people today. Father, I pray over the Ryan family dealerships here. Their daughter just crossed over to the other side because of COVID. I speak healing and health and strength and peace. I speak life and life more abundantly to everyone that we know that may be dealing with us, and we don't even know their name.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus, everybody say it. This is a healing room. Be thou made whole in Jesus' mighty name. Kathy Angaroni, Mary Pastorek, be made whole tonight from the effects of the stroke. Not put up with it longer. Not suffer with it more. But be thou made whole because of the stripes of Jesus and the Holy Spirit of God who lives on the inside. We speak it done now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. May the revelation of the knowledge of the truth, may the revelation of the gift of God and who he is inside of every one of us and what he's offering, may that revelation be theirs. And this free gift of righteousness transform their lives forever. In Jesus' mighty name.
In Jesus' mighty name. And we bind and cast down every word that is contrary to your word, Lord.
Amen.
Cast those words down now and render them powerless.
We bind right now, Father, as Sister Leanne said. We bind every word. We declare they receive the revelation of no longer speaking those words.
Yes, yes.
So that out of the abundance of their heart, their mouth speaks. In the mighty name of Jesus. We speak over everybody else in the house that they don't get this COVID.
Amen.
And that they build up a resilience to it. Yeah. And stop receiving these crazy things that are destroying their immunity.
Yeah.
Declare it right now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. We've been talking about receiving the free gift of righteousness and the free gift of Jesus, but I got a word for you. Healing is a gift from God.
Amen.
Receive it. Receive it right now. You ready? Let's go to I'm so glad Elaine signed in. Thank you, Elaine. Thank you,
yes.
Thank you, thank you.
Yes, that is awesome.
Ephesians chapter 3.
Amen, Rebecca. You keep speaking it. I am healthy as a horse. And you better say a healthy horse.
Amen. Jesus' mighty name, we claim and receive it. Amen.
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 Ephesians.
I'm really glad you're here, Pastor. What a night.
We are glad
Jesus,
you're here, Rebecca, always.
I thank you that tonight this word's getting out no matter what we say here. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8. And I want you to put in for the reference 3, 1 through 21. It's the whole chapter. Because it all talks about it, but I can't read all those verses. I just do not have time. But I want to read verse 2. If indeed you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which was given to me for you. That's one of the gifts that Jesus gave. Was the Apostle Paul. You find that in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11. He was an apostle. It's a gift from God. Verse 8. To me, who am less than the least of all the saints, this grace was given. It's a gift. That I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Paul was a Hebrew of Hebrews. He shouldn't have been going to the Gentiles. He should have been with the Hebrews. But God said, no, I'm sending you to the Gentiles. Keep going. That he would preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. You know what that means? when you and I think we've found the most amazing understanding of the wonderfulness of Christ, there are unsearchable things that we've yet not come to an understanding of.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
To think that these great men that we knew, Oral Roberts, Lester Sumrall, Kenneth Hagin, John Osteen, these great men, Smith Wigglesworth, everything they knew about God, and to think that they didn't even have a beginning of the understanding of everything about Jesus. Thank God that it's a gift. Verse 9, and to make all see what is the fellowship of the mystery which from the beginning of the ages had been hidden in God. So in the beginning it was hidden, but it wasn't hidden from us, it was hidden for us. Watch. That the ages been created in, oh Jesus help me, 10. To the intent, I love this verse, to the intent that now the manifold wisdom of God might be made known by the church to the principalities and powers. The principalities and powers don't know the manifold goodness and grace of God. They're of the devil. They don't have what we have. God is using you and I who are willing to receive the free gift and then living it to its fullest. He's using us to school the principalities and powers right now. Look at that verse. That we might, let's see, to an intent, the manifold wisdom of God would be made known by the church, that's you and me, the ecclesia, to the principalities and powers in the heavenly places, according to the eternal purpose which he accomplished in Christ Jesus, our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through faith in him.
And access.
We have
confidence.
Boldness, access with confidence. See, some of you have been trained in religiosity too much. And when you come here, man, it's like chewing on a big T-bone steak. Arr, 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 arr. It's not just a little glass of sippy milk. No, this is the real stuff. You can sink your teeth into this meat, and it'll change your life absolutely forever. It truly will. Why? Because that's who he is, and that is what he is doing. You ready? Verse number 14. For this reason, I bow my knee to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. Here we go. That he would grant you according to the riches of his glory. Are you getting that in God there is power, strength, wisdom, might, dominion, glory, grace, peace, strength? You and I are part of something that is so powerful.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
So powerful that you would be strengthened through his spirit in the inner man. Look at 17. That Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, causing you to be rooted and grounded in love. There's no way you can fail. When you see God for who he is, you won't fail because it'll be impossible for you to fail. And there won't be no desire for failure. And you'll overcome in a way nobody ever saw anybody overcome.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Look at 18. You will be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the length and the breadth and the depth and the height. Guys, this is a free gift. And what you and I got to do is enter in and receive from the things of God. We've got to enter in. Say it with me. I am entering in.
I am.
I am entering in right now. You can't leave out verse 19 because this is one of the greatest verses of them all. Yeah. Amen, Elaine. Woo! You guys got me all fired up. I'm going to put in my I love the word. Oh, that's no, I lost my I love the word. Oh, Jesus, help me. Where did it go? I lost my I love the word. Somebody tell me how far back I got to go. There. I'm almost there. Didn't make it. I love the word. I'm going to put another one in right now. I'm going to tell you, when you start seeing what this says, I couldn't type and act and talk at the same time. I'm usually better than this. Look at verse 19. To know the love of Christ which passes all knowledge. Look at what this says. That you may be filled with all the fullness of God. You want to say it with me? I am filled with all the fullness of God. What in this world does that even mean? Wrapping your arms around that is like trying to wrap your arms around a tree trunk way too big for you.
Yeah,
it's the truth. And what you and I got to do is, I like that illustration mom saying, is just keep saying, Jesus, help my fingers grow. I'm glad that Jesus isn't a tree trunk, although I like the image. You got your arms way out like this, but he lets you just grab a hold and hold on, and you bring it all in, and then you're back out here, and you grab it, and you bring in some more, and you grab it, and you bring in some more. He told us that we get to be filled with all the fullness of God. It's a gift. Well, Pastor, somewhere along here, you're going to have to earn something. No, you receive the free gift of righteousness, and then you are diligent to humble yourself before God and enter into his presence every day. You're going to automatically be led by the fivefold ministry. That's a gift from God. You're going to be led by the word of God. That's a gift from God. You're going to be led by the Holy Spirit. That's a gift from God. And your righteousness is going to keep you in the proper place your whole life. And that's a gift from God. Verse 20 and 21, then we'll pray for glory. Now unto him who is able to keep you. No. Who is able to do. Where's Phyllis? Who is able to do. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you can ask or think. Exceedingly, abundantly, above all you can ask or think. According to the power that's working on the inside of you. How'd you get the power? You received it. How did you get the righteousness to become a temple? You received it. How'd you get saved so you can get the righteousness to become a temple and be filled with the Holy Spirit? You received the gift. Woo! Which makes you proclaim verse 21. To him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever and ever. Amen and amen and amen and amen. And hallelujah and amen. Amen. In Jesus' mighty, awesome, wonderful, powerful name. Now, has anybody been able to find what we're praying for yet?
For Gloria? No.
Yeah.
Not that I've seen. She just said she got a note saying.
Well, I don't see it either, so I just thought I'd look real quick. But Father, right now in the name of Jesus, standing in all of the glory that we're standing in right now, and all of this amazing empowerment that you give us, we speak life and life more abundantly to Gloria Copeland right now. We declare that there is no lack, no fear, no sickness, no disease, and Gloria's life of faith propels her into and through whatever this prayer is right now. In the mighty name of Jesus. We pray over Brother Kenneth that great strength and courage and boldness comes to him. We declare right now that over every great, powerful, biblical leader that we have in this day, that great courage and great boldness and great strength comes to them today. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we don't lose another mighty warrior of the cross. We all go in the rapture together.
Amen.
We speak it done now in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray this. God bless Kenneth and Gloria and all of the KCM family and the Victory Network. Bless them in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, we still got to talk about gift one more time, don't we?
Yeah.
You know, it's why you got to get you one of these Bible programs. Because I looked the word gift up, and it was used how many times in the New Testament? 53 or something. Now the word given. Of course, there's going to be a lot of different uses for the words given. But the word given is used 156 times in the New Testament. Now, you might be like, well, Pastor, what in the world is that going to prove? Well, it proves something was going from one hand to another. A process of giving and receiving was happening somehow. If somebody's giving, somebody's receiving. Now watch this. Wow. Three of them was in Ephesians 3 that we just read. Ephesians 4, look at this. Verse number 7. To each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. I'm in Esword, if you have Apple, and it's my sword, if you have the other guys. Anyways, wow, isn't that something? So Esword, if you got Apple, and if you're on the other side, it's called My Sword. Or there's other Bible assets out there. Keep looking till you find one that gives you the ability to search it up. Now watch this. To each one of us, grace was given. Every single one of us have received grace from God. And that grace was according to the measure of Christ's gift in us. that he gave us. You ready for this? I'm going to tell you right now, you don't have a clue. None of us do. I mean, my mom's 83 years old, been in the kingdom her whole life, and my mom don't have any idea of everything her grace can do. I think Brother Copeland is just now coming into a good understanding of everything the grace of God on the inside of him can do. Yeah. Why? Because it's so huge. It's so abundant. It's so expansive. It's so all-inclusive of every part of who you are. Verse 7 is Ephesians 4:7. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. I don't always have all my verses in our presentation like I do this one, but I have this one, and so I'm gonna share the screen for a second so everybody can see this. Watch. I'm going to share the screen for a second so everybody can see it. I am going to share the screen for a second. Look at what we got when it gets there for you. Look at verse 1. Ephesians 4:1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called. You want to say it? I am called.
I am.
See, God called you. Now watch. Verse 7. To each one of us, grace was given. That's a gift. Well, your calling is a gift. God didn't decide to call you after you turned 21 and said, well, there, now I can see what his gifts are. God put the gifts in you that he wanted in you before the foundation of the world. You are the one that was discovering what your gifts were after you hit 21. Each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ. Now go with me to verse 8. When he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Jesus is quite the gift giver, isn't he?
Yeah.
And here's what the gifts were that he gave. He gave us the gift of the apostle. Say it. I have an apostle for my life. He gave us the gift of the prophet. Say it. I have a prophet for my life. He gave us the gift of the evangelist. Whoever that was in your life got you born again. And they were functioning in that gift. Whether they were a fivefold ministry gift or they were just a common believer saying, you need to get saved. He gave us the gift of a pastor. That's what I'm doing right now. He gave you a gift of a teacher. These are all gifts that Jesus gave when he ascended on high. How anyone could say that these gifts have passed away is beyond me. Don't let anybody tell you that these gifts have gone away with the last apostle. I wouldn't listen to another thing anybody ever said who made that statement. Why would you listen to somebody who would say that God's gifts have gone away? What gift that God has ever given us has ever gone away? It just hasn't. Especially when you look at what the Bible says is the purpose of these men, of these gifts. Verse 12. Read 12. Read these next four verses with me, and then we'll be done for this evening. For the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Now, guys, that's a pretty powerful, oh, my goodness, would you look at that. The fivefold ministry, which is what verse 11 is, are there for the equipping of the saints. I'm equipping you right now. That's what I'm doing right now. I'm equipping you as saints with greater knowledge, greater understanding, greater ability to use your spiritual weapons every day. You're going to use that equipment to do the work of the ministry.
Amen.
And when you do, it will edify the body of Christ. What's the word edify mean? Build up. Build up a structure. Fortify. Build up. And one guy said it's like a jumper cable from a dead battery to a live battery. The live battery jumped it to life. The edifying of the body of Christ. Build up an edifice, one definition says. Verse 13. All come to the unity of the faith. God is trying to bring every believer on this earth to the unity of the faith. He may not get us all to the unity of the doctrine, but if we would follow these verses right here and truly walk in the Spirit, there would be no schism left in the body. And there would be no power on this earth that could resist us. To the knowledge of the Son of God. To a perfect man. What does that mean? To the measure of the stature of the fullness of Jesus Christ. I agree with Brother Raji Oxer. Glory, hallelujah. Amen to the unity of the faith to you, Brother Daniel Cotta. Glory be to God. Verse 14. Because all that other stuff happened, now this goes on. That we should no longer be children, tossed to and fro. That's a picture of a boat. On the waves, like, yeah. Carried about with every wind of doctrine by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. I honestly was talking to one brother one day about the Holy Spirit. He said, man, I see it. I see the gifts of the Spirit. I'm like, you going to teach it in your church? Oh, no, I can never do that. They'll kick me out.
Oh, no.
I'm like, what? He goes, yeah, I could never do that. No. 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 I'm just going to have to keep teaching it like I've always taught it before, even though it's not right. But he said, I couldn't change now. They would think I wouldn't know what I was talking about.
Oh,
I'm like, dude, no. They would think you have grown and developed and be very glad. Nope, I'm not going to do it. And he lost his church. Lost his church.
Wow.
15. Speaking the truth in love. We may grow up in all things. Into him. We're growing up into him who is the head, Jesus Christ. From whom the whole body, joined and knit together by that which every joint supplies, according to the effective working by which every part does its share, causes growth of the body for the edifying of itself in love in Jesus' mighty name. Aren't you glad that our God and Father wants growth and development and strength and power and understanding to come to every one of us?
Amen, amen, amen.
And, you know, right now I can see Roger and Dan and Gwen and Rebecca Smith. I can see those people right now on Sunday. Now, I want to tell you something. We have watched you guys grow. I'm just naming the ones that's right in my eyes I can see. We've watched you guys grow. And everybody in this community of faith grows and develops.
Mm-hmm. Including us. We're growing.
You sit there every night and you go, wow, 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 wow. Never saw that before. Wow. Amen, Leanne. Or Leanne. Elaine. I guess I can make that if I put it all together. Elaine, Leanne. Amen. We are growing in such exponential factors. I don't even think most of us even understand how much we've actually grown and developed in God. I think you've got so much more power inside of you right now than you even have any idea. And if you'll just keep releasing it and commanding the enemy to go, the next thing you know, you'll be moving and shaking, man. I had a situation happen today. How much time I got? I got a couple of minutes. I was ringing the bell for the Salvation Army today at Walmart. The most amazing thing happened. This young man comes out. We love you, Kathy Angaroni. Bless you.
Yeah, I love you, Kathy.
May your sleep be filled with the peace of God. May you chew on heavy clover all night. You'll lie down in green pastures. May you have a good long drink of still waters, and he restore your soul.
Amen.
I was at Walmart ringing the bell today, and this young man comes out, obviously not from Williston. He's from Mississippi. And he's got the Mississippi drawl, and he just starts talking to me about God. Like, I just have to tell somebody how good that God has been to me. I'm like, well, go for it. He goes, I was a part of the gangs and gangbanging and drugs. He said, I've been in shootouts and wondered if I would live. I've almost died many times. And he said, I came all the way to Williston to have a job and work in the oil field. And I got here and I found Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I'm just looking at him like, I wonder what gave this young man courage to walk out here and just say that to me. And I said, well, amen, brother. Tell me some more. He just looked at me like, really want to hear? And I'm like, yeah. He goes to the Apostles' Church.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
You guys have met the apostle before, though.
Yeah, he was with us in the park that one
day. Yep, him and his wife.
Him and his wife. And he's preaching. He's just preaching right outside of Walmart to me. I'm like, go, man, just go. Just go. And he walked away to go to his car, and he said, oh, and come back. And like, oh, the pastor called me. He's inside, and he needs some help. I'm like, well, get in there, man. Take care of that pastor of yours. And I don't know what he did, but a few minutes later he came out. I'm like, dude, you just stay close to your pastor, man. You stay close to that gift of God. He goes, thank you, brother. It's so good to share my testimony with you.
I love it.
And within the first 5 minutes, three people walked up and handed me a $100 bill to put inside that Salvation Army pot. Yeah. Guys in his car rolled the window down. Hey! And handed it to me. I moved from that store to another one, just down the road a little ways, And a couple that we had seen while we were getting the petition signed, they show up. And she's hobbling, walking up. They're going to put some money in the pot, I can tell. So I just stepped out from behind it, walked up and put my arm around her. I'm like, ma'am, you're hobbling. Have I ever prayed for you? She goes, no, you haven't. I said, well, would you let me? She goes, I most certainly would. So I prayed a prayer. I'm like, Jesus, heal everything in this lady's body that may be wrong so she no longer is hobbling. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. And she goes, well, amen, that's a good prayer. And inside the store they went. You know, 20 minutes later, out they come. They walk by and they said, have a good day. May God bless you. Merry Christmas to you. I said, and Happy New Year. He goes, well, tomorrow is happy birthday. So I got right out from behind the thing, went out and hugged him. I said, now, wait a minute. Has anybody ever sang happy birthday right to you in the parking lot of the grocery store? He goes, never once. So I just started singing loud. Happy birthday to you. We're blocking traffic, man. And I got done, and he said, that is one of the most wonderful things that anybody's ever done for me. Now, wait. Why are you saying that, Pastor? Because Jesus has left the building. And he's out in the street where the people are. If you guys sit in our houses and don't ever find a way to go out and reach other people, you're going to live a boring life. Guys, I didn't do that because I'm bold and I'm outgoing and everything. I was just being a good human to people. I was just being a good human. I wasn't talking to somebody that didn't want to talk to me. There was 100 people that walked by me today that didn't want to talk to me. I said Merry Christmas to him. But this guy wanted to talk to me. So I just talked back to him. Yeah. And you know what? The gift of God that's on the inside of every one of us sitting here is so much more bold than we allow it to be. And we've got to break that in our lives. We've got to learn to be bold in Jesus' name. Not obnoxious, not mean, not brash, not harsh, bold with the love of Christ. Because there's hurting people all around us. There was people that hobbled by me today that as they walked by, all I said was, be made whole in Jesus' name. They didn't even hear me. If they did, they just kept walking. But why would you and I allow wrong and wickedness and sickness and this horrible plagues of this earth to continue to run rampant in our community without trying to stop it? It's only here because we let it be here. It's only here because we let it be here. And I'm not telling you what to do. I'm telling you God is talking to you about what to do so that you can be a blessing right in your own community and see God change things. And eventually you'll become known as those who are. I mean, we stood there getting the petition signed. Now we're standing there getting the bell, ringing the bell. And they walk by and they say, one guy said, you're really serious about this, aren't you? I'm like, yeah, I am. And he turned and looked at me, he said, and thank you. I don't do this so anybody ever thank me. I do this because I love God, I love people, and I love my community. And God being my help, I'm going to make it all right myself. Can you imagine if we all had that same feeling? Our community would be right. In the mighty name. Hashtag bold. I agree with you, Elaine. Hashtag bold as a lion. The righteous. Ready? One more verse. This is my last verse.
For the next 5 minutes, and he means it.
Proverbs chapter, I don't even know what it is. Proverbs chapter 20. No. Proverbs chapter 20. That ain't it. Proverbs chapter. Hey, when you go read the book of Proverbs, in there is a verse that says, the righteous are as bold as a lion. The lion of the tribe of Judah. Now watch this. Where did you get your righteousness from? And it's a free gift.
It is a free gift.
Proverbs what? The righteous. The righteous. You got righteousness as a gift. You can't brag about your righteousness. It's a gift. Those who carry the free gift of righteousness are as bold as the lion of the tribe of Judah that gave it to him. And he's a lamb slain. And now he's the king that reigns. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Let's pray before I give you one more last verse. I sure love what we do here, and we sure love every one of you that's with us. Make sure you click like and love so we have your name and pray for you, have some contact information to be able to get in touch with you. Always remember, in the notes of every program is our address, our email address, and how to get in touch with us on Facebook and YouTube. If you click on YouTube, you just click on the title of the message. It'll give you a see more, and see more shows you all the details about us.
One more verse.
All right, one more verse. I don't know the reference, but here it is, Roger. It's better to be silent and thought a fool than open your mouth and remove all doubt. Amen. Love you, Roger. And we love your love for the Word of God. We truly do. You are an inspiration to all of us, man. Thanks for being our brother. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, you are so good. You are so good. And we receive all of the gifts that you have given to us. Everybody say this with me. I receive all of your gifts.
I receive all of your gifts.
That you have for me.
That you have for me.
And I share them with everyone in this world.
And I share them with everyone in this world.
Who needs to receive from me. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, I left out one of the most important free gift verses. And Brother Roger, in the spirit, drew it out of me. You ready for this? 1 Corinthians 2:12. Now we have received the Spirit who is from God, that we might know the things that have been freely given to us by God. The Holy Spirit shows us the things that have been freely given to us by God. Now that is the last verse. First Corinthians 2:12. And now, join with me as we receive communion this evening. Any way that we can be a blessing to you, your family, your community, Elaine, will be a blessing. In Jesus' mighty name. 1 Corinthians 11:23. For I received from the Lord. Here's Paul receiving.
Oh, there you go.
That which I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took the bread. When he blessed it, he broke it, and he said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, after supper, he also took the bread, the blood. All right, I'll read it. In the same manner, he also, after supper, took the cup. When he had given thanks, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Verse 26. For as often as you drink each bread and drink this cup, he said to do it often, you declare, proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. His redemptive work, all of it, you're proclaiming that. Verse 28, let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. This is Jesus' assignment that he gave to the Apostle Paul about communion. Let every man examine himself, and then let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. Why? Verse 31, for if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. And verses 27, 29, 30, and 32 are all verses that talk about those who won't examine themselves. But that's not us. 1 John chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we might have boldness in the day of judgment. Well, why do you have boldness? You received the free gift of righteousness. Why? Because as he is right now, so are we in this world. He's the head. We're the body. These are his hands. We are the fullness of the Godhead in bodily form on this earth. I'm not preaching. I'm just doing communion. Perfect love casts out fear and the torment that goes with it. Say it with me. Get out of my life, torment.
Get out of my life, torment.
And never come back. Because there is no fear in love. And there is no fear in the communion elements. For those of you that might be new with us tonight, we're going to pray the prayer of salvation, the prayer of rededication, or just the prayer of in our lives that is a blessing. And faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. No matter who you are tonight, if you pray this prayer with us, from the depths of your heart, not your brain, from your innermost being, you'll be right with God when we're finished. Are you ready? Pray this with me. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I know I need you in my life.
I know I need you in my life.
Every single day.
Every single day.
In every way.
In every
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me eternal life.
You give me eternal life.
And I do not perish.
And I do not perish.
And I thank you for it.
Thank you for it.
Say this. I believe in you.
I believe in you.
And I receive
you. And I receive
you. Just put your hands out and just receive him. Into yourself tonight. I receive you, Jesus. Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
language. Live a successful life.
Live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Welcome to the family of God. That's the first time you ever prayed that prayer. You are now born again. You are now a believer. You are now on your way to heaven. That prayer transformed you from darkness to light. You should have experienced it. It's not a feeling, it's an experience. You went from fear, because sin causes you to be afraid, to faith. Because he wiped out every sin. They're gone. He doesn't remember them another day. You went from your sin, which you can't get rid of, and your own strength. Not a single person on the face of the earth has been able to get rid of their sin by their own work. But Jesus just gave you all of his righteousness. And in one prayer, all your sin is gone. He gave you his righteousness into the kingdom of his dear son. The Father just looked at Jesus and said, adopt that one. And you are now an heir of God and a joint heir with Jesus. And it's a free gift. Because you just prayed, I receive you into my life. The rest of your life, all that's important for you to do. And you do it every day. And that is say, Jesus, help me walk with you. Stay with me, Jesus.
Jesus,
help me walk with you.
Help me walk with you.
Every day.
Every day.
You pray it morning, noon, and night. Pray it before you go to bed in the morning, at night. And somebody works midnight. Pray it before you go to bed in the morning. Amen. And pray it before you go to bed at night. And he will help you because he is ever living to make intercession for you and me. In Jesus' name. Isn't that wonderful? Woo! Amen, Elaine. So good to have you with us, Elaine. Samoa, that's another place I want to fly to. Matter of fact, let's just swim there. Anyways, they put my email address and website in there, so you have the ability to get in contact with us. And the communion service is actually on the website. In written form. And I encourage you, I recommend you begin to receive communion every single day. If you're fighting a serious disease process in your body, I encourage you to receive communion 4 times a day, just like the doctor would give you medicine. And every time as you receive it, say, this is my medicine. I receive healing in my body.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now, they put my email address in there. Shoot me an email. And we'll be glad to be a blessing to you in any way that we can. I've got what I believe are the most foundation verses there are in the Bible. And we want you to be blessed with them. I don't spam people. You send me an email, I send you one. I don't beg for money. I'm not going to fill your email box with a bunch of emails. I just don't do that. I don't like spam, so I don't send it. We're going to be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. You ready? Go get you some bread and water, grape juice and water. Jesus likes it, the fruit of the vine and the broken bread. So that's what I encourage you to do, but you might not be ready tonight for that, but make sure you get ready and let's receive our communion elements together. I know this is a little longer communion service than many have, but this is my instruction by God Almighty, because you never know when a new person is with us. And as Sister Leanne always says, we have all eternity.
Amen.
Amen. Let's bless our enemies. Father, in Jesus' name.
Father, in Jesus' name.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
I bless and sanctify these elements.
For this time of communion with you.
For this time of communion with you.
Jesus, you were wounded.
Jesus, you were wounded.
For my transgression.
For my transgression.
You were bruised.
You were bruised.
For my iniquity.
For my iniquity.
The chastisement for my peace.
The chastisement for my peace.
Is upon you, Lord.
Is upon you, Lord.
And by your stripes.
And by your stripes.
I am healed.
I am healed.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my spirit, in my soul, and in my body.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
In my mind, my will, and my emotions.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Nothing missing, nothing broken.
Every joint supplying.
Every joint supplying.
In my body.
In my body.
From your body, Jesus.
From your body, Jesus.
In the body of Christ in my community.
In the body of Christ in my community.
And right here in this community of faith.
And right here in this community of faith.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. Let's receive his broken body together. Thank you, Jesus, for your love,
yes,
and your mercy, yes, and your grace. And now, we lift up the cup of blessing, the blood of Jesus. Pray this with me. By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
The most powerful cleansing force.
Most powerful cleansing force.
On the face of this earth.
On the face of this earth.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have reconciliation.
I have reconciliation.
With you, my Father.
With you, my Father.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every sin has been placed in remission.
Has been placed in remission.
Oh, think about what that says, guys. Mm-hmm. Placed in remission in my life. My see, I am a new creation.
I am a new creation.
Old things have passed away.
Old things have passed away.
And all things have become new.
And all things have become new.
And I thank you for
it. And I thank you for it.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I come boldly.
I come boldly.
To the throne room of grace.
The throne room of grace.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
Where I find grace, mercy, and help.
For my assignment every day.
For my assignment every day.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
And the word of my testimony.
And the word of my testimony.
I overcome.
I overcome.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
Every plague.
Every plague.
Has to pass over.
Has to pass
and
over.
Cannot be on me or my family.
And cannot be on me.
My conscience is purged.
My conscience is
my robes are made white.
My robes are made white.
And I will always be the glorious church,
the glorious church
without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
Without spot, wrinkle, or any other blemish.
When you come for me.
When you come for me.
In Jesus, my name.
In Jesus, my name.
Let's receive his. Glory, hallelujah, glory, hallelujah. You ready?
Hallelujah.
Let's sing it. The blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary, the blood that gives me strength, from day to day, it will never lose its power. It reaches to the highest mountain and it flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose power. It reaches to the highest mountain. It flows to the lowest valley. The blood that gives me strength from day to day, it will never lose its power. Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Isn't that something? Our sister said, well, we'll have you preaching some more.
Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
How awesome would that be?
Glory be to God. Jesus, they want us to preach in Pakistan. They want us to preach in Malaysia. They want us to preach all over the world. And we need you to send us when you think we're ready. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus is coming soon. We got to get going. He'll be here. I'm telling you right now. Divine appointments, Pastor. God's will be heard. Amen. Amen. I agree. Yeah. I ain't going nowhere around the world until he says, now's the time. Let's go make it happen. Because you get somewhere and all of a sudden you realize, I'm not supposed to be here. That's a rude awakening when you're in a different country.
Mm. Yes.
It's like Brother John Osteen said, he got in one time, he went for to plan this big old crusade somewhere. And it's like, he got there and he said, I started getting off the plane and the Holy Spirit said, what are you doing here? He's like, we're going to have a crusade. He goes, I didn't tell you to be here. He goes, well, I ain't getting off this plane then. They turned around and got back on a plane and left him and his whole team.
Really?
And just told everybody, I missed it. Sorry, I missed it. And God performed it. Remember, that was the time he flew over top of Greece and that man was standing in his backyard.
Yeah.
Saying, God, send us somebody to Greece. And Brother Osteen flew over in a plane, and God said, there's a man on that plane who will come here and preach to you. At the same time, the Holy Spirit said, ask the stewardess where we are right now. She went to the captain. The captain said, we are right here, right now. Watch this. What, like a month later, the man called Brother Osteen and said, you were flying over Greece, and God said this to me. And there was such a divine appointment that now there's all kinds of people there. Why do you have to go so early? God's will be heard. Amen, Elaine. That's exactly how we feel about it. Amen. That is exactly how we feel about it. Well, Roger, we don't. At least one more hour. Hallelujah. I love your hunger for the word, brother. I really do. And I just, tonight, I don't see that still happening on the inside of me. Not sure about all the reasons, but it's all right. God's will be done in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Elaine, we have a have a worship thread in Messenger, and we have a family thread in Messenger. You're welcome to join. But if you're not on Facebook a lot, then that I think Facebook and Messenger are connected, but you're welcome to join them. And we do a lot of communication through those. We have another one that's called Hear the Word, where I actually just read the word and make audios of it. And you're welcome to be a part of any of those threads if you'd like to. You can just let us know. We'll add you to those threads. And it'll be a blessing to you and your family. In Jesus' mighty name.
There she is.
Oh, boy, I have you on my TV, but your first one, not this one. The first one was a long time ago, Francetta. And we were just a little bit unpolished there, but we've come a long way since then. All right, that's cool. That's cool, Elaine. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad. The whole world's going global. We might as well be global in our outreach and help of other people.
Amen.
Amen. We'll look forward to your email. I'll keep my eye out for it so it doesn't get spammed and we actually get you connected in Jesus' name. Well, that's it for tonight. Until we see you again, we're not going to have noon prayer tomorrow. Everybody will be getting things ready for their Christmas Eve. There will not be noon prayer on Christmas Eve. And we will meet tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, an hour earlier than what we normally meet. And that will be, our Christmas program. We'll be on Facebook, YouTube, and Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, and Francetta, I don't know, did you hear any of the details about tomorrow night's programs? We'd like everybody to be able to call in or Zoom with us.
All right, we'd like everybody to be able to call in or Zoom. You can call in on Blog Talk Radio. You can Zoom with us. I'll figure out how to send you guys that Zoom link so that everybody make sure you have a link if you're on Zoom. If you don't want to be on Zoom, then you can dial, in America, you can dial that number. You can dial the number.
Yeah, 586-536.
563.
563-999.
Keep going.
3487.
Where did everybody go on Blog Talk Radio?
Yes, the Zoom link, Francetta, we will be able to see anybody that connects that way. Otherwise, some may just call in on Blog Talk Radio. We've invited everybody to call in just to say Merry Christmas to each other. You can sing a Christmas song if you'd like, or read a Christmas poem, or tell a favorite Christmas memory, or you know, whatever. Try to give everybody like 5 minutes, and it will probably only be on for an hour. And we know a lot of people are busy with their families, but the ones that can connect with us, we'd love to be able to.
7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Yeah. And you might only be able to be on for 5 minutes, but when we get done, it'll create a whole program, and you can go back and watch it, view it later.
Yeah.
Wow. You do not know what happened there. Oh, that's what happened. That's it. We got to run. There it is. Till we see you again. This is what we always say.
We love you.
And God loves you.
And Jesus is Lord.
Jesus is Lord. Well, let me see.